November 26th, Saturday of the 34th week in ordinary time, the end times. Many people in the church today wonder if the commitment is worth it. Today's gospel passage comes at the end of a long discourse by Jesus about the coming of God's kingdom, parts of which we heard earlier this week. Jesus warns that the road to the kingdom will not be an easy one. It will involve conflict, persecution, and great suffering. To survive, his followers will need to, quote, stand firm and not slide into complacency, becoming too comfortable with the enticements of this world. What history has taught us, and the Gospels acknowledge, is that this challenge is not just a one-time climactic battle reserved for the end times, but a constant struggle against the evil powers that seek to destroy the church through which Christ works to establish his kingdom in our world. The people for whom the book of Revelation was written knew that struggle too well. They suffered terrible oppression at the hands of the Roman Empire, including loss of status, jobs, and property, and even torture and death. They needed a lot of encouragement in order to stand firm in the faith. The book of Revelation was written for that purpose. It puts their suffering and fear in a wider context, presenting it as part of a cosmic battle between God and the forces of good and the armies of the evil one. The enemy is powerful indeed and terrifying, but God is stronger and will protect those united to the sacrifice of the Lamb. For those who remain loyal to the Lamb, who is Christ, and bear his sufferings with him, a better world awaits. That's the vision of the New Jerusalem portrayed in today's first reading. It is a world of peace and abundance centered on Christ, who is the source of its light and life, satisfying every human longing. The battle goes on. The church is under attack in many places, in India, China, Nigeria, Syria, Nicaragua, and many other countries. Christians are under attack for living out their beliefs and challenging the injustices they see around them. They've been shunned, arrested, deprived of their livelihoods, had their churches burned, and even been killed. Here in the United States, we have seen the church weakened by indifference to religion, hostility to its commitment to justice, especially for the poor and the vulnerable, and its own self-inflicted scandals. The last factor resurfaced recently with the news of the Maryland Attorney General's report that found abuse by over 150 priests involving more than 600 victims during a 70-year period. This was caused not only by priests and other church personnel who, for their own gratification, took advantage of the respect and trust of their parishioners, but also those in the hierarchy who were more interested in protecting the power and prestige of the church than in honestly addressing the problem and protecting those in their care. This highlights the importance of Jesus' admonition in today's gospel not to get lazy and be seduced by worldly values, but to be vigilant at all times. It is easy to get discouraged in the face of all these challenges. We need the vision offered in today's readings with the assurance that in the midst of our weakness and sinfulness, God is at work and will turn our suffering into victory through the sacrifice of Christ. This brings us the hope we need to stand firm in the faith, as the gospel calls us to do. We recently experienced an inspiring example of that in our trip to Rome for the Gregorian University Foundation last month. Several of us had dinner with a dozen seminarians and recently ordained priests from the Washington Archdiocese studying in Rome. They are an impressive group, smart, articulate, thoughtful, personable, and hardworking. They could all be very successful professionally. Some, in fact, had begun lucrative careers in law and medicine. Yet they have left all that behind to follow Christ in service to the church. They are aware of the problems, but undeterred. Trusting in the gospel promise, they see a better future and are committed to playing their part in making it happen. We do well to follow their example.